Sam Schumer's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala. Beth Foster off one more day. We expect her to return tomorrow. And so from the afternoon team, Taylor Harris is with us today. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. Coming to you from the future. Coming to you from the afternoon.
From the afternoon, but she's here now in the morning. How about that? In her DeLorean. And now our Tech Talk guy, David Snell, is on the line. David, good morning.
Yeah, definitely a guy from the past. Hi, Taylor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You're analog. I dig it.
Sometimes that older technology comes through.
Hey, it sure does. And you know what? I was babysitting and there was a power outage. Listen to my dad's old vinyl albums with the kids.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. So if the power goes out, sometimes you got to make your own fun.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. So we're going to speak this week, David, about Amazon removing a key privacy feature from its Echo smart speakers. So let's talk about this. This is coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, they're already doing something to us, Rob. So they're removing some privacy features from the Echo Smart speakers, some of the older versions, and it's due to Alexa Plus, which we spoke about just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So Alexa Plus will be using AI, and the older smart speakers just don't have the power to handle that on their own devices. Now, I don't know, do you have an Echo at home?
I don't even know what we have.
I do, but so my question is, what if you want to not have AI? I mean,
sorry, but you're going to go back to the future further than you are from now.
Oh, you can't keep the old one then, right? You're saying it gets upgraded and you have no choice if you use the system?
Well, no, if you have one of the older ones, for instance, I have the Echo Dot 4th Gen. Because
All right.
Being in the business, we buy everything and test everything. So I have Echo Dots throughout the house, and they're wired into my sound system in my home, in our home. So I can be in any room, and we've named ours or the wake word to be computer, because you'd like that, Rob, to say computer.
Yeah.
Rather than say, you know, Alexa.
Name. Yeah.
Alexa. Yeah. So, well, you can't say it on the radio, all right? People's home just went crazy.
So explain how this works then. So you have an old one. Yeah. Explain the process.
Yeah, so I have the old one that, because it has a 3.5 millimeter audio out jack, it can play through all the speakers in my home. So anyway, what happens is with these older ones, they don't have the processing power to work with AI. So they'll, to be able to continue to use it the way it's being used without AI, you have to manually go in and change the setting to disable the do not send voice recordings to the cloud. You have to actually go in and do it. But it's only on certain devices. So most folks, probably if they have a more up-to-date Echo or Echo Show, it's not going to affect them. There's only really three devices or three generations that it really affects. And I put that in the article.
Because I'm glad you did, because my problem is I resent feeling like I have to be forced with these upgrades, that there's no option. You have to upgrade it or you have to pay for an upgrade. Sometimes you're just comfortable with your phone or whatever the way it is, and you don't want the upgrades, but you have no choice because it stops working if you leave the old version alone.
Exactly. That's probably what's going to happen with these generations of the Echo Dots and Shows, because as we move forward with AI becoming more prevalent in everything that we do, they're just not going to work the way they are intended to work. So at some point in time, just like an old phone, you're going to have to take these devices out and replace them with something new that has the AI built into them.
Okay. So, yeah, eventually these Echo Dots and Echo Shows are going to become too obsolete.
Exactly. These just don't have the power to do what Amazon wants them to do for us. Now, it certainly is not what we want them to do. As we know, Amazon has had many previous privacy challenges with some of their devices, with recording children and location data, not even removing that after they were told to do it. And then Amazon also owns the Ring doorbell system, which was fined $5.8 million for allowing third-party contractors to access the customer's devices. So their privacy is not what we would like it to be at this point in time.
Yeah, and so that's why I feel like I'm more comfortable with the older versions, just because it feels like with AI, it's so new and the rules haven't been established at all. So, right. You know, I mean, it's not like anybody's passed legislation about what AI can and can't do because it's so new.
It's in committee. It's in committee.
It's in committee. Oh, yes, exactly.
We'll get
it's
that out in a couple of decades.
For sure. That when we have hover cars, that's when it'll move out of committee.
And finally, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying is that I just feel like since there are no rules, I'd like to hold off until there are rules.
Okay.
Yep. I agree. And I'm going to keep my older Echoes as well until I can no longer use them because right now it's set up the way they want them to work in my home.
Great. Yeah. No, Taylor has a rotary cell phone, which is really amazing. But it's really impressive.
It's quite something. Thank you for noticing, Rob. It's all just part of my overall look I'm going for, like the steampunk people who ride the penny farthing bicycle around.
Exactly.
Makes no sense.
You know, but that older technology. So now, on all the future ones, then, so the main thing about the privacy, I guess we should say, the voice recordings sent and processed in the cloud, which is somewhere else. So is that going to happen? I mean, how will all new devices going forward be handled with the audio?
Yeah, as of March 28th, which is only a couple of days away, all new devices and all devices that are not the three generations that I mentioned in the article will be doing all of their processing in the cloud, which means that even though Amazon says they're taking care of your data and they're protecting you and blah, 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 everything you say and do is going to be stored in the cloud.
Wow. Okay, so let me just see. Does that mean any conversations that are happening in the home? Or how do we know where that stops, I guess? Because I think people should have a right to know.
Absolutely.
Everything that the speaker,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, sometimes I push that red button to make it go off, but I'm never sure if it really, you know, if it's like Hal and it just overrides that or not.
It's like,
you know, but yeah. So just explain to people: does all that data go somewhere, and how long will it be there?
It does go somewhere. It goes into Amazon cloud servers, and it stays there forever.
Forever. Until
now, you can request to have it deleted.
Okay.
It's a simple process to do it, but then do you really believe that it was deleted?
No, I absolutely don't. I absolutely don't. And here's my other thing.
Yeah.
Is all right, here's a hypothetical, Rob.
Yeah, no, explain it.
You're my husband and I'm so sorry. And let's say I'm a very high powered lawyer, would never happen, working on a case, right?
Okay.
And we're talking over dinner, and I'm like, this, my client, I think he's guilty. You know, whatever. You're sharing details of the case that you wouldn't be allowed to share. Now there's a robot who can listen to you.
They found the gun in the sewer.
Thank you. So I'm just saying, Amazon, if somebody is able to crack into that, they're listening to every conversation.
Can I now subpoena that? I mean, you would think you wouldn't be able to, but I guess, no, that's a good case scenario, Taylor. And then there'd be other variations of that. David, what would happen?
Yeah, there's all kinds of variations. Pam and I notice all the time that things that we talk about show up on some of our feeds on the internet and on our Echo Dot.
Now I have a little ad for a gun in the sewer.
And I shop for presents for my nephews, and all of a sudden it's Paw Patrol everywhere on my phone.
Exactly, I know. So we don't know then I don't know what's going to happen then going forward with this or any other devices that record you.
Yeah, with Amazon and with all like the other ones out there, the Google one and everything, and Apple, you can request to have your data deleted. You have to agree and believe that they're going to delete the data when you ask them to do it.
Okay. That's all we can do right now.
Is that doesn't happen.
Take their word for it.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos seems so trustworthy to me, David.
Okay.
We're cut from the same cloth, Taylor, all right?
A cloth called skepticism.
It's true. So what are the tips then for people right now listening this morning that you got things in the blog on steps they can follow at least for now? This is the most they can do at this point?
This is the most they can do with the generations that are going to be affected. If you have one of the newer generations that are not affected by this, then you need to make the decision whether you want Amazon to save that data or not. And if you don't, log in and get it changed and then hope for the best. Cross your fingers.
All right. David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. That's actsmartit.com. actsmartit.com. David joins us every week at this time on WATD. Thank you, David.
Thanks, guys. Great chatting with you, Taylor.
Thank you so much, David. And David, next time we chat, I want an explanation on why they took away the headphone thing on the cell phone.
Oh, I know it.
They made it worse and then made me buy a worse one. Thank you,
David.
Right.
You're welcome. You, David. Bye-bye.